From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Earlier, South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said North Korea appears to have boosted defenses on its east coast. Miller Sega has the story.
The reports come after North Korea said U.S. President Donald Trump had declared war and that it would shoot down U.S. bombers flying near the peninsula. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders denied on Monday that the United States had declared war, calling the suggestion absurd. Tuesday, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis emphasized the U.S. seeks a peaceful resolution to escalating tensions with North Korea. Speaking in Beijing, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang said war on the Korean Peninsula would have no winner. Millar Sega, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that he will visit Puerto Rico next Tuesday. The trip will take place nearly 2 weeks after Hurricane Maria devastated the island territory.
Puerto Rico needs a lot of money. I'm going to Puerto Rico on Tuesday. Scheduled trip. Okay. It's the earliest I can go because of the first responders, and we don't want to disrupt the relief efforts. We're going through a lot.
The White House announced that it would increase funds to Puerto Rico to assist with debris removal and emergency protective measures, including direct federal assistance for 180 days. The president of Iraq's Kurdish region has claimed victory for the yes vote in the referendum on support for independence. In a televised address Tuesday, Masoud Barzani called for dialogue with Baghdad, which has rejected the vote as unconstitutional and is staunchly opposed to any redrawing of borders. Iraq has threatened a flight ban to the Kurdish region if it does not hand over control of its airports by Friday. This is VOA News. Kenyan police used tear gas and batons to disperse protesters in the capital of Nairobi. Mariama Diallo reports on the protests.
Protesters gathered calling for election officials to be prosecuted and sacked before a rerun of the contested presidential vote October 26. Several volleys of tear gas were fired at protesters near the Election Commission headquarters. When they regrouped, security forces fired more tear gas and beat some of them with batons. Raila Odinga, who lost his bid to be elected president on August 8, will get another chance when the vote is rerun after the Supreme Court annulled the re-election of President Uhuru Kenyatta. Odinga has said he would not participate in the rerun if officials at the election board are not sacked and prosecuted. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Ahead of his closed-door House Intelligence Committee testimony on Tuesday, political consultant Roger Stone said he has no involvement in alleged collusion with Russia linked to last year's presidential election. Stone said it is clear there was a foreign nation colluding with a presidential campaign, but suggested investigators look at Ukraine and Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. Stone denies having advanced knowledge of the source or timing of a WikiLeaks disclosure of emails from Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, and says he does not engage in any illegal activities on behalf of his clients. Coaches and an Adidas executive are among 10 people charged with fraud and corruption in U.S. college basketball. Acting U.S. attorney in Manhattan, Jun Kim, held a news conference on Tuesday to discuss the charges. Kim said the accused participated in two related schemes.
In the first, college coaches took cash bribes from managers and advisors in exchange for directing players and their families to those bribers. In the second scheme, managers, advisors, and those affiliated with the sportswear company worked together to funnel money to families of some of the country's top high school recruits.
Federal authorities said that since 2015, the Federal Bureau of Investigation has been investigating the crimes, criminal influence of money and coaches on student athletes who participate in college basketball under the rules of the National Collegiate Athletic Association, or NCAA. A U.S. official said the second group of about 30 refugees held in Australian-run detention centers will soon leave for resettlement in the United States under a controversial refugee swap deal. The first group of 22 left a camp on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea Sunday. For additional in-depth coverage, point your web browser to voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.